Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Time for our weekly check-in with our Steelers insider over at 93.7thefan.com. He's working on another draft simulation right now, 10,000 draft simulations. He stole Neil Huntington's simulator, and now he's using it to do Steelers drafts, and that is Jeff Hathorn, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. Yes, Malzi?
You know what sound the draft simulator makes when you fire it up and hit simulate, right? Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
The bad thing is I have Amarius Mims in the first round of most of these, which is good, but he's only going to play 59 snaps a game. Mm-hmm. So if it gets over that, he's got to leave the game.
Don't start this because I'll argue with you both, and I'll go fists will be flying in here. I'll happily argue you both.
Jeff Cabali on the air today was asked, I'm not sure if it was by Paul or Joe. I think they were both distracted by the baseball game.
That's really off-brand for kidding. Both of those guys.
They asked Cabali what his most likely Steelers first-round draft scenario is, and his answer surprised me. He said taking an offensive tackle, but doing the same thing as last year and trading up to get the one that they want.
So maybe trading up and getting Latham or trading up?
Fuaga?
Fuaga would there.
So you think they could do that, right? I mean,
I think we're all still feeling out the new GM, relatively new GM.
But if you were a betting man, what do you think is the likeliest scenario?
Down.
Trade down. Wait, more than just stand pat at their pick. You think they're more likely to...
No. If they're going to make a trade, I think it's going
to
be down.
Okay, but the most likely scenario is to do what? Keep the pick at 20 and take what?
And take a tackle. I was at center at one point, but I just think... Here's the thing with the tackle, too, is that fifth-year control. It's like I know you're going to pay more, but it's like an extra year where you don't have to pay full price for what is becoming an exorbitantly expensive
tackles are more expensive than centers.
They're more expensive than everything
that part
probably
of it.
Other
Con
than like
would care about
guys,
something like that.
Elite wide receivers. Yeah, he should care. He should care deeply about positional value and how expensive a guy gets in the fifth year. Do you think that they like Mims more than everyone else? Because Pony and I talk about it being like the worst kept secret since everyone knew they were going to pick Najee. Do you think that they're getting connected to Mims because they actually like him more?
Where'd he go to college?
I know.
He's a dog.
I know. Or because they have run 10,000 simulations and they know he'll be there, i.e. like if J.C. Latham fell to them, suddenly the plans change. They just don't think he'll fall to them.
No, I think they – listen, there's no secret recently, and I'm not saying that they just draft based on school, but there's a feeling about players from there. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps him. And I think Guyton is really intriguing just because
Oklahoma
of how much
tackle.
He's played on the right side. Like he's played a bunch over there. I think his freshman year, he was a center.
And he came in here for a visit.
So he's like the reverse. Guyton's like the reverse Graham Barton then.
Yes.
How about that name being attached to the Steelers and picking up steam? He was just here yesterday.
Here's the thing I will tell you that I think all of us, I think it was Mark, last year, we were having this conversation about how this time of year...
Cabali?
Yeah. How so many teams...
Push things.
...will use media people to push stuff out, and agents are going to push stuff out. Like, what was it, a week ago there was a report that Jackson Powers Johnson can't snap?
Yeah, I asked people about that. Like,
it was the
Jeff
Remington win.
Jeff Schwartz, and he got very upset about that. Pony, do you think that anybody has ever used you to push out something
I was just
going
to say to Jeff, maybe I got used today because I had a conversation this morning with someone who said that they believe, they being the Steelers, they could take Zach Frazier, and he could be their day one center starter.
And they meant take him at 20.
No. It was strongly implied to me that they would have to move up to get him, and they would be very willing to...
Wait, have to move up in the first round to get him?
No, like in the for 51. Round. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it seems like every simulation I've done, Frazier is anywhere between 29 and like 38.
Or they can... And this was...
Bears want to make a deal?
This was not ruled out either, but you can also go from 20 to 27 or 28, trade down like you said, and then take Zach Frazier there with your first round pick. And you've got an extra pick that you maybe take a tackle in the second round with, Jeff.
I mean, I've heard definitely that they love Frazier, like to the point where I think all things being equal, he would be their choice, preferred choice of the three big centers. And, I've heard that much.
And I remember hearing at the beginning with Frazier.
You think they like Frazier more than Barton?
Like, the idea of taking Frazier, but he's not the first pick that they make, is their preferred thing. Tackle and then Frazier
yes.
is by far, like, their preferred outcome for
this draft. I think
you're
right about that.
Yeah, and I think there's a toughness with Frazier that they're falling in love
with. Oh, the wrestler, tough
that
guy,
stuff. No, seriously,
grew up near here.
I remember the first time I heard that I saw a report on Frazier is like, well, the system that he plays in really doesn't translate. And, like, you see all that kind of stuff, and you're really going to see it.
Donnie, I don't want to steal your thunder for the show tonight, but have you undergone the same transformation where you're backing off Jackson Powers Johnson and starting to think Frazier is the better move?
I wouldn't say backing off of one guy for another one completely, but I'm more open to the idea. Yeah. Like, I think ideally, my ideal draft scenario – trade back maybe that move with the Bills
the 28.
That is gaining some steam and take either JPJ or Frazier right there.
Well, that was in our latest PFF mock, Donnie. It was a brilliant piece of business.
And then what did you end up – and then what do you end up doing with tackle? You're just running back Dan Moore and Broderick?
Either taking your chances on something in the second or third round or, yeah, you might have to run it back. But, I mean, if you can –
It's such a good tackle draft, especially right tackles.
Well, I mean, think about the scenario if – now, I know there's so many where it would be tough for all of those guys to be gone. But say, like, they have, I don't know, a group of, like, four or five that they like a whole lot, and there's a couple that they have question marks about, and they like the centers more than those guys. Like, say that group of four. Like, say Mims gets taken by the Bengals or something at 18,
mm-hmm.
and they're thinking, okay, that's the guy we wanted – We don't love – maybe they don't love Guyton. Maybe they don't love – I don't know if there's any other guys that are –
Maybe they don't think Fautanu can play right tackle.
Yeah, and they think, okay, the Bills are willing to give us some pretty good capital here because they clearly want a receiver. They're not going to take an offensive lineman. And let's just take whoever the best center is left at 28. Because I think I feel pretty good about one of those two guys being there.
Have you guys done simulations in the second round where Braden Fisk is available? PFF loves
have not, no.
Braden Fisk
no, I have.
In the
Florida,
second round.
The Florida State
I haven't
tackle.
Seen him there in the second round on PFF, and I try to set it all as neutral as I can to get like the same results.
Jeff, I want you to
one get – One intriguing visit, if I may, just for a second.
Yeah.
Today, Junior Colson.
Linebacker from Michigan.
To where if they made a trade to where they had another pick late second or early third – I mean,
they did meet with those two inside linebackers, the one from NC State and now this guy who are like third round inside linebackers.
Well, that's where you should be trying to identify that position. I thought
they just got Queen, so I don't understand why they need to do that now.
Unless you want two run and chase kind of guys out there. Well, I mean, that's like modern NFL, but not so much for their division. I thought the kid from Penn State, the center who's more of like an early day three probably pick, is interesting if they just try to float that position for 1 year, which I wouldn't necessarily recommend, but I see a lot of people saying he could be like a mid-round steal in this draft.
If they don't go offensive tackle in the first round, I think Gonsalves is in play in the fourth or fifth.
Interesting.
Jeff, one more thing. Aditi was on with us, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, so Pony, if I steer off course here by accident, get me back on the track here. But she said to us, like Pony said, can you empty the old reporter's notebook for us with any kind of interesting nugget? And one of the things she did say was, and she specified not really Penix or Nix or that kind of guy, second-round quarterback, she does not think they are done at quarterback, though. And the implication was, like, somewhere in those mid to late rounds, they're going to be looking for a potential, like, lottery ticket type of guy, not just a Tanner Morgan camp arm or something, but somebody who actually has a trait or two that are NFL starter quality.
Well, it makes sense because you're not going to pick up the option for Fields, which means you have no quarterbacks under contract after this year. None. After this.
Yeah, because Kyle Allen's on a one-year deal, too. Jeff, I'm just going to ask you for percentages on a few things, okay? Yeah. Percentage they take Brian Thomas from LSU with the 20th pick.
Five.
Percentage they trade for Brandon Ayuk in the next 2 weeks.
Five.
Percentage chance they trade for Cortland Sutton in the next 2 weeks.
15.
Ooh. Percentage they sign Tyler Boyd between now and training camp.
Between now and training camp?
Yep.
I'd say 20.
Jeff's sticking with his Boyd thing. I like it.
Percentage chance they trade. So much that he wants to play here. Do you want but to, they just can't work out.
Do you want me to play my big hit and see what he percentages that at?
Go ahead.
Percentage chance they just do a straight-up Highsmith for McLaurin deal.
Negative 10%.
Well, I love McLaurin.
We had Mike Florio say he thinks maybe Justin Jefferson in a blockbuster to Washington. And
really?
I'm just saying, if that were to happen, you might have an expendable scary Terry around.
That would be insane.
If that came true and the old Malzi and the old Malzi hypothetical came true, you wouldn't be able to deal with me for a week.
No,
my ego would enter the room 10 minutes before me.
No, I would be your best friend in that situation. I'd be praising you for that clairvoyance. All right, Jeff, thank you.
Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.